About 3 years ago, a letter was published anonymously in a biblical scholarly journal. So a journal, a magazine or journal dedicated to the study of sacred scripture. And this letter, this anonymous letter, was written by a professor who had been teaching the Bible for 30 years. And in this letter, he described as having, for the first time ever, an experience of the Word speaking to him, of God speaking to him from scriptures right to his heart, and it changing his life. That's a beautiful thing, wonderful thing to have the Lord speak to us, speak to this man. And yet, what was very almost disturbing about it was that this was a scholar of the Bible for 30 years, and this was the first time that he had personally encountered God speaking to him in the Bible. My friends, so many times I think we can wonder about that ourselves. We can come to Mass, we can hear the Word of God proclaimed, and we can know through what we've learned in school and through our Christian Catholic education that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. But has it encountered us? Has it personally spoken to us? Like the disciples in today's gospel, we can have questions. We can wonder, is the Bible just too hard for me? Should we let it stay in the realm of the professors, the priests, Father Michael, Father Jim, you just tell us what we need to hear about the Bible and just call it a day? Is the Bible perhaps just some old dead document written 2,000 years ago that has no impact on me today? It does not speak to me today. We have lots of questions. And yet, so many times in the Bible, Jesus has to encourage his disciples. And I find it very encouraging and very uplifting that in today's readings, Jesus has to tell his most personal friends about himself in the scriptures. He has to break open the scriptures for them and explain how they speak about him. That is what Father Jim and I want to start us down a path for this homily series, to allow the Lord Jesus to break open the scriptures for us, to open our minds to the wonders of the scriptures, and to have us have a personal encounter with Jesus in the Bible. So let's remove, as we begin, some of the obstacles, I think, to studying the Bible. The first is, I think, that it's hard, it's difficult. I had a young teenager tell me that when the priests get up here and preach, sometimes it can be difficult for them just to understand what's happening in the reading. And this can be the case for so many of us, that we don't understand what the Bible is saying. What does Scripture actually saying to us? Another thing is that sometimes we grow up as Catholics and we think, well, the Bible is for other people. We come to Mass, we hear the Bible at Mass, and that's about it. We just let Father Michael and Father Jim, or whoever the priest is, just tell us. Is this really the way we should approach sacred scripture? I don't think so. The Bible is not merely for the academics, not merely for priests. It is for everyone. It is for us as Catholics, for each one of us. One of the common things I hear is, you know, we don't really know the Bible as Catholics. We don't open it up. We don't know too much about it. And I want to say to all of us here today, we all know more than we think. We all hear at Mass, sitting in the pews at Mass. If we are sitting at Mass and come to Mass week in and week out, we know the Bible far better than we think. Just think about it. The Mass is 40% of the Mass is explicit scripture quotes. We begin with the sign of the cross, which is from the lips of Jesus himself. We begin with the greeting, "The Lord be with you," which was said by angels, prophets, apostles, and Jesus. We hear four readings, count them, four readings from the Bible. We hear about the Last Supper when Jesus says, "This is my body, this is my blood given for you." We pray the Our Father, and we hear the words of John the Baptist at the end of Mass, "Behold, the Lamb of God, the one who takes away the sins of the world." My friends, as Catholics, as we come to Mass, we are saturated with the Word of God. It is a part of who we are as Catholics. So let us not think that it is merely for the academics, merely for the priests and religious. It is for every one of us. And we all have a much better head start than we think. We need to enter into the Word of God with confidence, knowing that the Holy Spirit will speak to us. But let's enter into perhaps our greatest question about the Bible. Isn't it merely a dead document, written 2,000 years ago plus, maybe 3,000 years ago, some of it? Does it have anything of relevance to say to me, to say to you? Isn't it just something like an old tombstone that we read, some words on it, and that's about it? Like the disciples, Jesus gives us encouragement to say no. The Scripture is alive. It speaks to us today. St. Paul tells us that the Scripture is inspired of God, or literally, God breathed. That it is the Holy Spirit breathing through Scripture and speaks to us in our present day. St. Peter, in his letter, says the Bible is alive and active, more powerful than any two-edged sword. God speaks today in Scripture. If we think about it, the only way that we learn about Jesus, that we learn about his life, that we learn about the salvation that comes from the cross and resurrection, the only way that we know about the Mass in the Eucharist is from sacred Scripture. God speaks today through his Word. I'd like to tell you two quick stories about how God can speak to us in the Bible today. And I hope that these stories inspire us to delve more deeply into the Word, that we would take up the Bible, as Pope Francis says, that we would listen to the message of God in sacred Scripture as many times as we look at messages on our phone. What would happen if we looked at the message of God in sacred Scripture as many times as we look at the messages on our phone? The first story is from a Protestant pastor, Nicky Gumbel, who is off in England serving his congregation there. He said that a couple years ago, his father passed away. Now, Nicky Gumbel was a convert to the Christian faith, and when he converted, his parents were kind of concerned. They thought he would turn into like a weird guy and didn't realize how joyful he would become in becoming Christian. His mother eventually became Christian as well, but his father always remained distant, never really wanted to be a part of the church. Eventually, his father contracted cancer and passed away. Now, Nicky was obviously very saddened by this. He loved his father, wanted to keep him with him, but he was very concerned about the state of his father's soul. Did he ever receive Jesus Christ into his soul? Did he ever acknowledge the fact that Jesus is the Savior, the Lord of all creation? He's praying about this, as many of us would if our parents, friends, family had died in this state. And he's reading the Bible 10 days after his father had passed away, and he comes across this line in the letter to the Romans, chapter 10, verse 13. Everyone who calls the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And he felt the Holy Spirit in him. This is spoken to you, Nicky, that you would have hope that your father in his last dying minutes called out on the name of the Lord and he was received by him. But like many of us, Nicky doubted. Even a pastor was doubting. And then immediately his wife comes running in the room and says, I was reading the Bible and I came across this passage that I think was meant for you. It comes from Acts 2:21. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. My friends, there are only two times in the Bible that sentence is said. And both Nicky and his wife had read both of them within 5 minutes of one another and known that the Holy Spirit was speaking to them. But Nicky, just like all of us, we can be hard of heart. We can wonder and say, Lord, give me another sign. And so he was at a Bible study a couple days after that. And what were they studying? The letter to the Romans. And they come across the line again. Everyone who calls the name of the Lord will be saved. And a couple days after that, Nicky was coming out of the metro station in London, and he looks up at a billboard, and what does it say? Everyone who calls the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, Nicky was telling a friend about this, telling his friend all these different signs and kind of appearances of the Word of God. And a friend looked at him with a puzzled look on his face and said, "Do you think God might be trying to speak to you? Do you think God, he might be trying to say something to you?" The Word of God speaks to us today, and it can give us hope and encouragement in places we never thought possible, at times when all hope seems to have gone. I have one more story for you that's personal to me. Happened to me a couple days ago. So my brother Tim is currently in Pakistan serving persecuted Christians. He's there with a priest friend of mine, and they had to do this undercover because they could literally be captured and perhaps martyred for preaching the gospel in that country. And a week ago, I was with my brother, day before he left, and we're just having conversations about this reality and prayed over him and asked the Lord to be with him during this time. And it's a very serious and sobering thought that you could be martyred for your faith and have that be so close to me and to him. But a line that he kept coming back to in our conversation was a line from the Acts of the Apostles when Peter is being persecuted by the Pharisees. And they take him in front of the temple and they say, "Do stop preaching in the name of Jesus Christ." And he says to them, "It is impossible that we would stop preaching in the name of Jesus. It is impossible that we would stop preaching the good news." And I found that to be amazing insight of my brother. Like, this was speaking to him that he needed to go forth and be a missionary in this way. But I told Tim, "You know, tomorrow morning, I know you don't have a lot of time, but do you want me to get up early and celebrate Mass for you?" He said, "Sure, absolutely." So we got up early, I celebrated Mass. What was the scripture passage that morning? It was the Acts of the Apostles and hearing Peter say, proclaim, "It is impossible that we should stop preaching the Word of God. Stop preaching in the name of Jesus." My friends, that was so encouraging for me to know that whatever happens, it is the Lord's will. And the Lord takes care of my brother, this priest friend of mine, and takes care of those persecuted Christians in Pakistan and throughout the world. The Lord speaks to us through His Word, and we need to listen and our hearts to be open to what that Word has to say. The last thing I'd like to leave you with is just a practical suggestion. We have the next 3 weeks to unpack the Word, to start us down the path of opening ourselves up to the Word of God. But I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you to take a look at next week's gospel reading. Read it over and over again. Make it minimum 3 times. Look into the gospel and say, is there something that challenges me? Is there something I have a question about? Why would Jesus say this? What is going on in this passage? My friends, the more we can question Scripture and invest ourselves in it, the more we can start to see the Word of God coming out at us. And we must remember every time we encounter the Bible, that it is not just we who are reading the Scriptures, but it's also the Holy Spirit within us, allowing us to see what God is saying to us. My friends, I'm going to ask all of us the same question that Nikki Gumbel's Fred said to him. Is God perhaps trying to speak to us? And if so, are we listening to him?